Hello children, in this module we are going to discuss about the concept of Python strings, that is definition of a string, declaration of a string in Python, creation and initialization of a string in Python, traversing of a string and some basic operators of a string, membership operators of strings and regarding string slices. So let us go to the first topic, that is definition of a string. So in Python, consecutive sequence of characters is known as string. An individual character in a string is accessed using a subscript, that is also called as index. The subscript should always be an integer. It can be either positive or negative integer value. In Python, strings indices begin with 0 in forward direction and minus 1 in backward direction. So let us see an example how to declare a string in Python. So let us take one string here, str is equal to computer science in double quotes. So print str. So if you give the command print str, so it will give the output computer science. Here, to access the first character of a string, so you have to give the command str of 0. So print str of 0, so you get the first character, that is C. To access the fourth character of a string, you have to just give the command print str of 3. So it gives the output P. To access the last character of a string, so the command is print str of minus 1, so it gives the last character, that is E. To access the third last character of a string, the command is print str of minus 3, so that gives N. So let us consider the given figure here. So if a string A is having the value hello, so you can see in this table, if the positive index is, H has got the index 0, E has got the index 1, L has got the index 2, again L has got the index 3 and O has got the index 4. Whereas the negative index of H is minus 5. E is minus 4, L is minus 3, again L is minus 2 and the last character will have the negative index of minus 1. So the important points about accessing elements in the string using subscripts are, positive subscript helps in ascending, accessing the string from the beginning. Negative subscript helps in accessing the string from the end. Subscript 0 or negative n, where n is the length of the string, display the first element. So example, a of 0 or a of minus 5 will display the value h. Subscript 1 or negative n minus 1 display the second element and so on. So let us go to the next topic, how to create and initialize a string. A literal or constant value to a string can be assigned using a single quotes or double quotes or triple quotes. Okay, so enclosing the first, let us see the example of single quotes, enclosing the string with the single quotes. Just write a print command, print a friend in need is a friend in need, that is in single quote. So when you give this command, it displays as it is. A friend in need is a friend indeed. So another example for the single quote, you can take, this book belongs to Raghav's sister. So Raghav's apostrophe s backslash and then you have to use single quote and s. So you get the output, this book belongs to Raghav's sister. So you can see from the example, that to include a single quote within a string, it should be preceded by a backslash. So let us take the example of string enclosing in double quotes. So the example is, a room without a book is like a body without a soul. So that is enclosed within the double quotes. So when you give the print command, it prints a room without books is like a body without soul. So that is an example for enclosing the string in double quotes. So similarly, you can enclose a string in triple quotes also. So if you give life equal to triple quotes backslash and then the message which you want to print, that should be in double quotes. Live as if you were to die tomorrow. Learn as if you were to live forever. Again backslash and double quotes closed here. Dash 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 Mahatma Gandhi and then the triple quotes. So when you give the command print life, so you can just see here, live as if you were to die tomorrow, learn as if you were to live forever, will be in the double quotes. And then in the next line you can see the Mahatma Gandhi. So here triple quotes are used when the text is in multi-line. In the above example, you can see backslash is used as an escape sequence. Here, an escape sequence is nothing but a special character that has a specific function. So, as shown above, backslash is used to escape the double quote. Next topic, strings are immutable. So, let us find out how strings are immutable from the example. Strings are immutable means that the contents of a string cannot be changed after it is created. So let us understand the concept of this immutability with the help of an example here. So let us take a string str equal to honesty. So now we want to change the character that is in the second index, str of 2 is equal to p. So if you want to change n to p, so you get an error here, type error. String object does not support item assignment. So here Python does not allow the programmer to change a character in a string. So as the above example shown, that string has a value honesty. An attempt to replace n in the string by p will display the type error. Next is how to traverse a string. Traversing a string means accessing all the elements of a string one after the other by using the subscript. So a string can be traversed either using for loop or while loop. So let us take an example of for loop first. So string traversal using a for loop. So let us take one example. A is equal to welcome. So A is equal to welcome. It is a string. So for I in A, print I and then dash in the quotes and then end equal to a space. End equal to space. Output is, you can see the output. So as soon as you execute this program, you get the output W dash E dash L dash C dash O dash M dash E dash. So here A is assigned a string literal, that is welcome. On execution of the for loop, the characters in the strings are printed till the end of the string. So next we can see the example of string traversal using while loop. So same example we are taking, but we are using while loop here. So A is equal to welcome. So I equal to 0, an integer. While I less than length of A, print A of I. So I is equal to I plus 1, next line. So the output is again welcome. So here A is assigned a string literal welcome. I is assigned the value 0, The length function calculates the length of the string. On entering the while loop, the interpreter checks the condition. If the condition is true, it enters the loop. The first character in the string is displayed. The value I is incremented by 1. So the loop continues till the value of I is less than length minus 1. And the loop finish as soon as the value of I becomes equal to length minus 1. Next we will go to the string basic operators. So there are two basic operators in strings. One is a concatenation operator, another one is a replication operator. So plus is a concatenation operator which joins the text on both the sides of the operator. So let us see the example here. So we have two strings here. One string is T plus another string is pot. So as soon as this instruction executes, so it will concatenate and then it will give the output teapot. So here the next example is 1, that is a string, plus another 1, that is also a string. So when you put plus in between, so the 1 becomes 1 plus 1 becomes 1. So if you want to give wide space between two words, you can insert a space before the closing single quote of the first letter. So the next basic operator is replication operator, that is star operator, asterisk operator. So this asterisk operator replicates the string the number of times the value given on the other side. So let us see the example. 3 into go. Go is a string. So here 3 times the go will be displayed. Go, go, go. So if you want to display 1, that is a string, into 2, so the 1 will be repeated twice here. So the output will be 1. So the next topic is string membership operators. So we have two membership operators in this. One is in operator, another one is not in operator. In operator displayed true if the string contains the given character or the sequence of characters, otherwise it returns false. So let us consider some example here. A is equal to Sevat, it is a string. So S in A, so S is in A, so true, because S is present in Sevat, so that's why the output is true. Next example is Save in A. Even save is there in the string saver, so you get the output true. SE in A, so SE is not there in saver, so you get the output false. Coming to the not in operator, not in operator displayed true if the string does not contain the given character or the sequence of characters, otherwise it returns false. So consider the following example here. So SE not in Sevat. So since SE is not in Sevat, so you get the output true here. Save not in Sevat, but here save is there in Sevat, so that's why you get the output false. VE not in Sevat. VE is present in Sevat, that's why it is giving the output false. The next one is string slices. The term string slice refers to the part of the string where strings are sliced using a range of indices. For a string, say n colon m, name of n colon m, where n and m are integers and legal indices. So Python will return a slice of a string by returning the characters falling between the indices n and m starting at n, n plus 1, n plus 2 till m minus 1. So let us understand the slicing in strings with some of examples, few examples. So here we have a word, a string word, that is amazing, A-M-A-Z-I-N-G. So you can see the positive index 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 and the negative index minus 1, minus 2, minus 3, minus 4, minus 5, minus 6, minus 7. So now you have a string called amazing. So word equal to amazing. So now we are going to see some of the string slices on this word. So print word of 0 colon 3. So here the string starts printing the substring from the indices 0 and it goes up to 3 minus 1, that is 2. So you can see that A, M, A, that will be the output. So 0th position we have A, in month first position we have M and the second position we have A. So A, M, A will be displayed here. So here the print statement prints the substring starting from the subscript 0 and ending at the subscript 3 minus 1, that is 2. Next example, print word of 3 colon. If nothing is there, that means it will extract the substring till the end of the string. So 3 colon, that's it, and close the bracket. So you get the output ZING. Okay, so you can see that it starts from 3 and it goes up to the last. So in the third index you have Z and it goes up to the last, that is G. So omitting the second index, the Python interpreter extracts the substring till the end of the string. Let us go to the next example. Print word of, the first index is omitted here, nothing is there, colon 3. So you get the output AMA. Why? Because omitting the first index, the Python interpreter extract the substring before the second string starting from the beginning. Okay, so starting from the beginning, it goes up to the second index. So that's why you get the output AMA. Let us go to the next example. Print word of, so both the indices are missing. So it just a colon in the bracket. So you get the output amazing. Why? Because so it takes the entire string starting from 0 till the last index. So if nothing is there in the first index, that is it starts from the beginning, and if nothing is there in the second index, it goes up to the last index. That's why you get the whole word amazing. Next example, print word of minus 2 colon. So you get the output NG. So for negative indices, the Python counts from the right side. So the last two letters are printed here. The last example is print word of colon minus 2. So you get the output amazing. So omitting the first index, the Python interpreter start extracting the substring from the beginning. So since the negative index indicates the slicing from the end of the string, so the entire string except the last two letters is printed. So we will end this module here. So the next module we are going to learn about some inbuilt functions and methods of the string. Thank you, children. Have a nice day.